From Washington, it's VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Police in Spain say the driver of the van that mowed down pedestrians on a Barcelona street Thursday may still be at large. Albert Oliva, Catalan police spokesperson.
Tenim una persona que estem...
We still have a suspect at large, but we cannot say whether it is the driver of the van or not. It is true that we are looking for this person. We will find out afterwards his relation with the attack that took place.
Younes Akuyabub is a 22-year-old Moroccan-born man sought by police and is now seen as a possible ringleader of the group that carried out the attack in Barcelona and another in Cambrils that killed 14 people. Venezuela's Congress met Saturday in defiance of what opposition leaders consider an autocratic push by allies of President Nicolas Maduro to usurp legislature's powers. Venezuela's ongoing political standoff took another dramatic turn on Friday after the pro-government Constitutional Assembly approved a decree taking over Congress's powers to pass legislation of vital importance to the crisis-wrecked nation. Police in Finland say a stabbing spree Friday that left two people dead and at least six others injured in the southwestern coastal city of Turku is being investigated as a terrorist attack. The suspect, whom the police shot in a leg, was identified as an 18-year-old Moroccan citizen, but police have not released his name. The Security Intelligence Service raised the terrorism threat level in June after becoming aware of terror-related plots in the usually peaceful country. This is VOA News. A tweet by U.S. President Donald Trump indicates the United States may have decided on a way forward in Afghanistan. VOA's Ira Melvin reports.
After a day spent huddling with his top advisors and military leaders in his mountain retreat, President Trump used his Twitter feed to say, "Important day spent at Camp David with our very talented generals and military leaders, many decisions made, including on Afghanistan." He gave no further details, but he has expressed dissatisfaction with recent Taliban advances in the fighting there.
"We're getting very close. It's a very big decision for me. I took over a mess, and we're going to make it a lot less messy."
The U.S. Defense Department approved a plan months ago to send about 3,800 additional troops to assist the Afghan army, but some White House officials questioned whether more resources would be effective. Ira Melman, VOA News.
Thousands of leftist activists marched through downtown Boston on Saturday in opposition to a planned free speech rally that featured right-wing speakers, heavily outnumbering the few dozen people who showed up for the rally. VOA's Carolyn Persutti was there.
The counter-protesters walked for 3 kilometers to the Boston Common, where there was a group that were claiming to be on the other side. They want more a nationalist-type United States. And they did speak for about an hour, but no one heard them because they did not have any microphones up at the podium. And the other side was kept separate. So the two groups were separated by not only Jersey walls and by fences, but also by a string of Boston police officers. So each side was on their own, stating what they stood for and what they didn't stand for. The only times the two sides actually met was when the Boston police officers escorted the original group, the free speech protesters, outside of the Commons and into the trains, which would take them out of the city.
VOA's Carolyn Persutti. At least 23 people were killed and scores of others injured when a passenger train derailed Saturday in northern India. At least 6 coaches of the Kalinga Utkal Express derailed and hit each other in the state of Uttar Pradesh. A railway spokesman said the cause of the accident was not known. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari returned to the country Saturday after more than 3 months in London for medical treatment, but the government gave no details on what has been ailing him. Buhari is scheduled to address the nation on a Monday morning broadcast. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.